Static. Hey, everybody. Hey, everybody. Welcome to Static Show. This is Bob.
Hey, Bob.
Hey, this is Brandon. Brandon on the air. Yeah, we're on location again tonight, so.
Yes.
It seemed to work out okay last time.
Yes, but not for the listeners. No. We made them all sad last week, so.
They were sad? Why?
Our biggest fan, CB, was not digging my whole, you know. Bad dream stories. So no bad dream stories this week. No
gotcha.
We won't have those anymore. No.
Yeah, just more bad touch stories. That's the
bad touches, yes. There's plenty of bad touches to go around.
Bad touches.
Slow down.
Yeah. You got enough of those.
That's true.
You're soliciting for those, I think. You
never go to the lament family reunion, I'm telling you that right now. I'm telling you that right now.
You don't want to get your ass grabbed.
You don't go, you know.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Yeah.
That sounds more like your dad.
Yeah.
Oh. You know what we're going to have today? Christmas goose!
Nyeh.
Yeah, nice. Mm-hmm. Well, hey, you know who the smartest is between me and you this week, at least?
Well, it usually goes back and forth, I suppose. So I'm gonna say advantage Bob this week.
That's right. Thank you very much.
Okay. All right.
I will tell you. I was at a trivia night, which is a big deal. I've talked about these before, right? Trivia nights.
You love the trivia night.
I love the trivia night. And we recently went to a trivia night, and we did pretty well.
Okay.
Pretty. That was my lame Larry David right there. Pretty Jerry.
You're probably at, like, some old folks' home.
That's right. Geriatric trivia night. That's right. Everybody had oxygen tanks.
This is the Alzheimer unit.
Yeah. Let's see if we...
gonna play.
You have to take every advantage possible, Miles.
Yeah, I know you do. You cheat. I know.
I know. I do not cheat. Number one rule, do not cheat.
Yeah.
But I was at this trivia night this week, and what was that?
I was getting up. Go ahead.
Oh, my Lord.
Sorry. It's not easy moving around this big, husky body.
Yeah, apparently.
Well, you're husky. All right. Go ahead. Continue. So you're at trivia night nude.
I thought you were Vasily Alexia doing the deadlift.
More like the dead giraffe next to the beautiful model.
There you go, yeah. The dead giraffe. That was the sound the dead giraffe made when he got shot. Ugh!
You stupid bitch!
That's right.
Alright, so go ahead.
So, guess who, I won! Winner! Number one! First place!
Were you the only one on the team, or were there others?
It always feels that way, Miles, but no, I was not. There's a whole table full of people.
Yeah.
Our table won. Number one table. I was there.
Again.
What?
What were the questions about?
Oh, physics questions, history questions. Movie questions, music questions.
You're great at all those, so you'd be like, yes, yes, and yes.
Yeah, check it off. Ringer. Mm-hmm.
That would be the Publian War of 1492.
I'm sorry, it's the Moops. The Moops. Not the Moors, the Moops.
The Moops.
No. No, it was, you know, your regular trivia night type questions, and so.
Yeah.
What was the name of the love boat? What was the name on the side of the love boat? Any ideas?
It was called the Arctic Princess.
Love shiny and new, come aboard. They're expecting you. No, it was the Pacific Princess.
Oh, the Pacific Princess. What did I say? The Arctic Princess.
All right, you're out of the game already. I'm just saying. 88 out of 100 questions correct.
Name something people like to bite. The big one. Show me the big one. Ding.
That's right. So I was excited because, you know, I love the... Now, let me tell you, the only thing that was better than winning the trivia was the fact that they had free soda and popcorn.
Oh, here we go again.
Holy crap, did I drink a lot of soda and eat a lot of popcorn.
Name the second boy to play Chris Partridge on the Partridge Family.
Do you know who that is?
No, I just saw this on Facebook the other day. Oh. I didn't take notice of it, so it didn't seem that appealing. So.
I couldn't tell you that either. That's a good question.
That'd be a hard one. I'd be like, fuck it. That'd be
a tough one. I think his actual name was actually Chris.
Yeah.
I think the first kid was kind of an asshole, and so they got rid of him.
Oh, must have been you.
Yeah. So, yeah, I couldn't believe it. Now, this wasn't
the... let's hear one of the hard questions that you answered.
What president founded or put into the Secret Service?
Lincoln.
You're right. I shouldn't ask you a history question. Because you were good at history, so.
Well, I was a minor in history, that is true.
Yeah.
But,
yeah.
But, yeah, well, I could see how you could win with the uneducated, yes.
Wow, true. I can't believe you actually got one right. I should ask you another question.
True. I'm very cocky, yes. I'm like the ESPN reporter that was putting down the attendant.
Oh, yeah?
Because I'm beautiful as well, so yes.
So it wasn't the hardest trivia night I've ever been to, but it certainly wasn't the easiest one either. So
give me another one.
Holy, this is not ask Miles questions night.
Well, you don't want to brag. I'm just such a freaking genius. Let me hear some.
Now I got to remember all these questions. Oh my God! All right, let me think here. Let me think of a good one. How many presidents were assassinated? I'll even give you a softball.
All right. Well, let me see. There were successfully assassinated.
Yep, successfully.
I would say 3 would be your answer.
4.
4.
Yep.
Let me think about that. Lincoln, Garfield, Kennedy. I don't know, who was the 4th?
I don't remember, but it was 4. I'm surprised you got Garfield, to be honest with you. That was the one everybody couldn't remember.
Oh, come on. Okay, who was present at the death of Lincoln and Garfield?
I don't know. That's a good question. It wasn't John Wilkes Booth, because somebody else killed him.
It was Robert Todd Lincoln.
Oh, really?
Yes, he was there to see his dad die and see Garfield die at the same time.
Yeah.
True story.
Where was Jesse James killed? What town was Jesse James killed in?
He was killed in Missouri.
I said town.
That one would be hard. I don't know. I would have to say I don't know that one.
St. Joseph, Missouri.
Oh, was he shot in the back, was he not?
Yeah, by the coward Robert Ford.
That's right. He was, like, adjusting the picture or something on the wall, supposedly.
Right, exactly.
And yeah, okay. Oh, it was because of St. Joseph. I didn't know that.
And there's a museum on that, and that house with the bullet hole is still there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've been to the Jesse James Museum. I don't know where that's at, though.
In St. Joseph, Missouri.
Is that where it's at?
Yeah.
Oh, I guess I've been there then. Okay, well, yeah, I've been there.
There's one there.
I bought a Derringer there.
Oh, hey, watch out.
Yeah, because I was a cool kid.
Everybody run. Miles Title's got a gun.
It wasn't real. It was a cap gun, but it wasn't really
Oh,
real.
Thank God. But that wasn't the funniest thing. That wasn't the funniest thing at the trivia night here.
Okay.
So, there's, you know...
What was pumped out of Rod Stewart's stomach?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Hmm. So, the funny thing was, you know, there's always all this food at these trivia nights. So, I mostly ate popcorn and stuff, but other people brought stuff and whatnot. And this... what? Are you laughing at me?
Ho, 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 sorrow. Hey, Jabba, more cheddar down there?
Yeah.
Ho, ho, ho.
But there's all kinds of food, and... so we were playing with these folks, and there's this lady who was a darling of a person, right? But she was a pretty large lady.
Yeah.
And she drops stuff on her shirt.
Oh, here we go.
And so, I mean, I really like this lady, so it was just an odd situation. So she's got the sauce or whatever she was eating on her shirt, and she's like, oh, I got this stuff on my shirt, now I got a spot on my shirt. Well, my wife, who is like Monty Hall and Let's Make a Deal, you know, she's like one of the people in the crowd, whips out the Tide Stick and says, here you go, it'll help you clean up, you know, the stain. Right?
Yeah.
She's got this purse full of stuff. You know, you remember Let's Make a Deal where he'd ask what you got? So,
I'm going to bring out a quarter.
Yeah, a quarter, right now. Exactly. I think you had a bag on your lap and you were just waiting for him to say penis, but that's a whole other story. So, whoops out the Tide Stick. Here you go. So, this lady proceeds to... She's like trying to get this cleaned, like, you know, on herself, and my wife's, well, you kind of have to put your hand under there to get, you know, to really grind the Tide Stick in there.
Uh-huh.
So this lady proceeds to lift up her shirt.
Ooh.
And put her hand underneath there in order to get the stain out. So she's kind of got a midriff kind of thing going on at this point. Yeah, and not a care in the world. Not a care in the world. And she's like, hey, this is working. I'm sitting there like, and I'm thinking, oh my Lord.
Check out the wood you created.
I can't believe.
Who am I?
I can't believe what's going on here.
You're giving me a semi.
No, but I was like, wow, this lady is uninhibited. Mm-hmm. So she cleans, she does the Tide Stick, it works like a charm. She's ecstatic because now she doesn't have a big stain on her shirt. And everybody else is just a little bit more nervous, I think.
And aroused at the same time.
Yeah, I think you would have been like, hey, can I help you out there, lady?
Can I blow on it?
Can I go, yeah, let me put my hand under there, and you can just rub on my hand if you want there.
Let me steady that for you.
Yeah, no, she was very nice, but I'm like, wow, this lady is just, you know. She's not shy.
She's like the Rue McCallahan of the table.
Right? Yeah, Rue McCallahan something.
Yeah.
So anyway, I just thought that was not my usual trivia night happenstance.
You You dropped some salsa on your pants too, man.
Yeah.
I did wear. Oh, you're right. I am a dirty girl.
Yeah.
Let me rub it.
So yeah, it was interesting to say the least.
Nice.
But we did win. So.
There you go. What did you win? Money?
Gift certificates.
These expired 3 years ago, you cheap.
Yeah. No, we got gifts. We got each got gift certificates to different restaurants. Local.
Pizza Ranch.
Pizza. Yeah, that's right. Pizza Inn. No.
Pizza Ranch.
So we got. We actually got two. We got one to a Chinese place and another one to like a steak place. So. That's all right.
Come on down to the Peabody if you're hungry. Come on down to the Peabody.
So, yeah, it was a fun time was had by all, and it was even funner for me because we won. And
come on down to the hot rolls place. We'll throw hot rolls.
Yeah, let's throw, no, I didn't have any of that. It was all more local than that. So.
Oh, okay.
Lambert's was not on the list of gift certificates.
Come on down to Schnucks.
But I couldn't believe it. I can't believe we won, and yeah. Here's a good one for you. How many Batman movies have there been?
Including the one from 1960-something, does that count?
All of them inclusive, yes.
Okay, gee, I don't even know. I'll just guess, I don't know, seven, I don't know.
Eight.
Eight. Ah, well,
very close. Very yeah. close. When was the first electric car produced?
Oh, that was a long time ago. Nikolai Tesla made a Tesla. Tesla.
Have you been drinking cough syrup or what? Jeez.
Huh?
You've been drinking cough syrup or what?
No, I'm tired. I've had a very long weekend, so I don't know. 1900, I think. It was a long time ago.
1882.
Okay, well, I would have done pretty good.
You would have done well, yeah. Those were some tricky ones. Because, yeah, you actually did get the trick thing, which was the Batman movie back in the 60s, but...
Because they had, like, the rubber shark biting the guy in the leg.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
The helicopter, and he was, like, on the rope.
Yeah. To the butt copter, Robin.
And then he had to get, like, the anti-shark repellent or something.
Right.
That's all I remember. Oh, then those guys were like in a submarine too. It was like
it's the Penguin and the Joker and Catwoman and Riddler.
Yeah, they were like in a submarine or something, right?
Right. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. They had a Batcopter. Yeah, I remember that.
So yeah, that was my big weekend. What did you do?
Eight. I wanted to go back in the Wayback Time Machine about a month ago, actually. There was a Chicago story I had neglected to tell.
Oh, yeah?
I had to wait till my wife was out of the room. Okay, so we were in Chicago about a month ago. And
yeah, this was for the big anniversary or whatever, right?
Well, more or less. It was, yeah. Okay. Anyway, so... No, there was a nice little quaint downtown thing. Not downtown Chicago, but just like one of the suburbs, and it seemed very nice. And they seemed to have like a little, two-screen theater down there, right?
Yeah.
And the only way I could work this weekend to make it work was like, you know, I got to pick one thing, my wife got to pick one thing, and, you know, kind of alternated, I guess. And,
wait. What are we talking about here?
Well, no, like, I was into this autograph thing, and she wanted to go do some clothes shopping, and then I said, well, I want to go with either Ditka's, and then, okay, so after that, she's like, I want to see a movie.
Wanted to see a movie, okay.
And, you know, I don't really want to say what the title was. But,
No, we got to know what the movie was.
Because I know she'd be very mad at me if I said this, but she wanted to see this, you know, 50-something of something, you know, and...
What? 50 Shades of Grey?
I didn't say it.
So your wife wanted to go see 50 Shades of Grey while you guys were up in Chicago.
Because I'm thinking no big deal, because I've seen like quite a bit of adult cinema in my life.
Yeah, And did you buy any ties while you were before you went back to the hotel? Or
to me, I mean, this is no big deal to me because I've seen quite a bit of adult cinema. Yeah. So
but have you seen that. Melanie Griffith's daughter before?
No, I've seen her clothes on. I really don't want to see her clothes off. I don't.
Which one, her daughter or Melanie Griffith?
The daughter. I mean, Melanie Griffith. Yeah, I'd see her. I don't care.
Yeah. Okay.
But anyway, I'm like, okay, I will go to the late show. I was like, okay, so it's agreed, right? So.
Yeah.
So we're getting ready to head out, and my wife, you know, Googles all this. She goes, okay, there's a show. You know, let's just say it's 8:30, for instance. You know. Mm-hmm. And for some reason, we engaged the clerk at the hotel, and we haven't told her, you know, like the name of the film per se, but. You know, we said, oh, we're just going to go see a movie. And this little quaint, you know, two-screener. And the lady talks us out of it.
Uh-huh.
You don't want to go there.
Why?
You want to go to the Octopus.
Okay.
The big multi-screen Cineplex, you know, it stands by itself. It's got like a $10,000, you know, 10,000 car parking capacity. You know, it's like this huge.
Sure.
You know, stadium seating, you know, air conditioned, you know, it's the best place. But, you know, so she talks us into it. You know, like, oh, well, okay, all right. What can go wrong, right? What could possibly even go wrong? And she goes, oh, and it's a lot closer, too. It's like down the street and you take a left and you're right there.
Yeah, you can walk there.
Okay. You could, well, I wouldn't walk there, but you could almost.
Your hover round will make it right there quick.
Right, exactly. So I'm thinking, okay, my batteries won't, you know, wear out. So she talks to it. So we go down there, and my wife Googles it on her phone. She's like, oh, okay, yeah, perfect. It's there. Right?
Yeah.
And we get there, and I mean, there's tons of cars. I've never seen so many cars at a movie theater. I'm like, holy shit, this is like a big place.
Yeah.
And which is no big deal. We get out, and there's like no one in the lobby. Like all these movies have started already. I'm like, oh, that's kind of weird. Okay. And so all of a sudden we run into, like, John Candy's nephew from Vacation, basically.
Okay.
You know, so we go, hey, we're here. We want to buy tickets for such and such. And he's like, sorry, folks, the park's closed. You know, I get one of those.
Right. Sorry.
He's like, we don't have that.
They don't have the movie?
Yeah.
Oh, did you say it like now, that, though? We don't have that type of movie here.
No, I mean, they do not have it.
Okay.
Now, mind you, this movie's already been out like 2 months already, or what, a month, month or two. So, you know, my wife and this guy are getting into this big debate, you know, like, hey, wait a minute, I just saw this on my phone. The kid's like, no, it's not here.
Right.
You know, and he's like, you know, you really can't trust Google, ma'am. It's completely untrustworthy, just like your husband. You cannot believe any goddamn thing it says. And, you know, so it's getting a little more heated. I can tell this whole thing's getting heated now. Like, oh,
why would she argue with this guy?
And it's this kind of this roly-poly ginger, you know, kind of guy, you know.
Yeah.
Assuring her that it's not there. She goes, listen, I'm on your frickin' website right now. He's like, well, that's like the, you know, the company's website.
That's the corporate website, ma'am.
Yeah, that's not for this theater. That's for, like, the corporation.
Uh-huh.
And, I mean, this is like, oh, no. Oh, no.
What are you doing?
I'm getting diarrhea. I can feel it coming on. I'm going, oh, my God. I know this is not going to end well. There's no way this is going to end up with laughs and giggles, right? So shut it off. Fine.
You get the fine, huh?
We leave.
Yeah.
I can tell that it's going to be a very quiet ride on the way home.
And then you head back to the little two theater, and lo and behold, it wasn't 50 Shades of Grey, but 50 Shades of Gay. And,
Here's some cleanup, sir, if you'd like to.
And you said, I've already seen it, honey. Sorry.
Yeah. Yeah, I wish, believe me.
You wish?
No, because that movie had already started over there.
Ah, gotcha.
We already missed, like, the little two-screener. That had already started.
Yeah, so you got steered wrong by the hotel people.
So then we had to put on a happy face as we walk past the clerk. Right. Now the clerk is wondering, why are you back?
Right, why are you guys back already? And you go, you wink at her and say, you know, going to have some action here. That's why we're back so soon.
We changed our mind. We only watched the first 5 minutes of that movie.
Yeah.
It was so good.
It was a Hudson Hawk Festival. We left.
Oh, my God. So, yeah, so completely it got ugly. A very fun weekend turned suddenly into...
So why didn't you guys get an in-room movie? You guys could have got an in-room movie.
Well, okay, here's the funny part. Like, after I hear all this, God damn it, within that 20 minutes, I look over.
Oh, really? Sleep, huh?
Asleep. Sound asleep.
Huh. Well, there you go.
I'm like, oh my God. Thanks a lot, John Candy's nephew. Thank you.
Ginger, 20 minutes. Well, heck, you were probably already eating something about after two, so.
Yeah, I don't know. I was like fighting off the diarrhea because I was like, oh God, my nerves. I knew it. As soon as this kid started protesting, like, oh Jesus.
So your wife went all Rosie Perez on him, huh?
It didn't
you
work.
Don't got no 50 Shades of Grey?
Because, whatever. It doesn't matter whether it's a movie or a bag of chips or whatever. If it's not available, things get ugly.
Oh, my.
I get ugly very fast. I'm like, oh, Jesus.
Well, so that is that the end of your trip, or is that...
That was the end of it, but, I mean, you dare not suggest, like, an alternative. Like, well, let's go see Frozen or something. Let's go...
Yeah. I'm surprised you didn't come back and you didn't say, hey, we've got a plethora of movies here on the hotel channels.
I pulled a Bob Lament, and, like, I'm not paying one dime for adult cinema.
Oh, well, I'm surprised you didn't say, yeah, well, we'll just watch the previews, hon. Don't worry about it.
We'll watch the Scrambled because it's free.
That's
right. Scrambles. Like the old on TV in Chicago, you turn on it, Scrambled, you can still pretty much see what's going on.
So there you go. Hey, there you go.
But, so we had to end with Shadow Puppetry. Yeah.
Well, I'm sorry. I did that. Another downer story by Miles.
Yeah. It's not about dead people this week, so you can...
That's right. Thank goodness.
It didn't help my romantic life at all, though, either.
Yeah, well, no kidding. You were on the roller coaster. You were heading up the slope, and then...
I know. I thought, oh boy, things are going to get good. And like,
Who knows what would have happened if you actually saw the movie.
I know, for real.
Yeah. Could have said, got any extra towels whenever you walked in, towels.
Need lotion?
Yeah, need some lotion and some towels in our room, please. Thank you.
Pronto,
exactly. And I mean a lot of towels. I'm a big guy. I need a lot of towels.
Look at me, man. It's like bull semen.
Oh, my gosh, that's terrible.